Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. You know, I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive out the window. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
Now, here's a classy place. You're not going to see Q-tips lying around on the floor here, I predict.
The parking ramp, though. Well, all bets are off in there, I think. I don't know.
Are we connected? Is the ramp a
no,
part of
it? No.
You can't get blamed for the ramp.
No, I'm not. I would not hold the ramp against the convention center. No.
If I've said it once.
No. The parking ramp is its own self-contained
world.
Biosphere.
Yep. Quite a lot of things on the ground at a parking ramp.
Oh, boy.
All right, maybe you didn't like the word crisis earlier. Actually, it might sound like I'm going down a Bills road here, but I wasn't actually.
No.
Teams that I think right now have really no idea who their quarterback is next year. Like, no good idea. Miami. What do you think they want to do?
Start over.
Right.
Maybe they won't find a good answer to this question, and there will be, you know, compelling reasons to not dump Tua, the dead money most specifically, and just sort of, well, just hang out and tread water until it's a little more, you know, comfortable to part ways, and maybe we'll find our way to a better idea. Maybe that has to be, you know, someone in a meeting probably should raise their hand and say, hey, if we're going to take on, you know, this dead money spread over 2 years, what are we going to do in the interim? Do we have a plan? And if the answer is we have no idea, then maybe you reconsider the taking on the dead money. But they're going to need to start over. The reason I like the clean sweep, you know, doing it now is because if they're going to change coaches at the end of the year, they've already changed the GM. What are you doing? You're going to keep Tua around and pretend like he's got a shot to be your guy moving forward? No one's going to believe that. But, you know, the Bills did that. They did that with Tyrod Taylor. They hung out for a year. They made the playoffs.
Yes.
Broke the drought. It didn't make a lot of sense at the time. I remember feeling like, well, you know, I'll just start over now. Draft Patrick Mahomes at 10. That to me seemed like a fine idea. back then, but whatever. It worked out, obviously.
Or Deshaun Watson, who went right after
right.
Mahomes in that draft.
So you could. But, yeah, Miami definitely, to me, is a team that is on that list.
The Dolphins with Tua have been together for longer, where it would be – there'd be, at least in the fan base, more of an appetite to start some – go with someone new,
yeah.
Whoever that is. I just – I politely ask anybody to contribute names to who this someone new is going to be, or that's like a respectable enough idea. I mean, there are always rookies. It doesn't sound like it's loaded. I don't follow it as closely as most, but I never hear that. So maybe I've got up to four maybes.
Maybes.
At
yeah.
quarterback in the draft. If it's like this year, that's not great.
I'm going to want to get a little further into, you know, looking at it and reading about the class. But I think did I mention this on the air or off the air? I know I mentioned it to you. I did see just a screenshot of, like, I think it was a PFF mock draft, and three of the top five picks maybe in that were quarterbacks. Now, you know, it's early. This was still October probably when I saw this. The Alabama kid and the Oregon kid, and there was another guy, the Indiana kid. Were the three, maybe three
Mendoza.
In the top, yeah, Mendoza, three in the top 10,
okay.
I think is what there was there. So, you know, 2.5 or three, I don't know, over, under 3.5 might be a number for the first round.
First round, not starters necessarily, but first round.
But, yeah, guys that could, you know, go, you know, you're going to have designs on the guy being your starter, maybe not right away, but, you know, you're going to have to, you know, that's going to be the plan.
Yep,
is to do that. So,
all but, right. Well, that plays. That plays for the Dolphins,
yeah.
whether they have a different
yeah.
veteran instead
yeah.
of Tua or not. But that okay.
The Jets are going to be in this line again.
Totally.
Now
the Jets could. I mean, they don't even have the Tua
right
complications.
They're free and clear.
Free and clear.
Although I mean, Fields was 2 years, but whatever. That's it's not cumbersome. It wasn't huge money.
There'll be no debate.
No, they can easily get out from under whatever they're doing.
I mean, unless that goes way different yep. in the next seven games or whatever they have left.
Cleveland's got a stable of guys they drafted this past year. Sanders hasn't played yet. Maybe we get to that at some point this season. Gabriel's playing, and it doesn't seem like it's going real well. So they're probably on this list. What saves them from the list is if Sanders does get in by Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving and plays 3, 4, 5 games and looks half decent, maybe like Penix looked last year, like, oh, yeah, okay. You'd even put that voice on and talk yourself into, yeah, we'll keep going with this.
Can you?
But good luck.
Can you talk yourself into that happening?
No. I was just merely mentioning it as a possibility.
Knowing how unpredictable this is, I mean, I just threw in like a comment about the 25 draft. The second quarterback picked in 2025 looks like he might be really good. Dart.
Yeah.
Ward doesn't look good. Then you get into Tyler Shug territory. It was not a rich year.
Right.
But Dart looks exciting and kind of has. They were here in the preseason, the first game of the preseason. He looked good that day. Like he's got mm-hmm. a concussion, but
right.
that's exciting. The Giants are not on my list.
No, that's a plan.
He's their week one starter.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah. If healthy, no doubt.
No question. Yeah.
Dolphins, Jets, Browns, Steelers.
Right. They're going to have to do something else. What is that? Right. I don't want to say they always try to just keep going because, you know, that is usually what they do, but they did have the Kenny Pickett, you know, thing. They drafted him and he went in. And that was over before it even really got in the air. I don't know. Rudolph was not a first-round pick, but they did a little of that with him too. But they to me, will be a team. Like, Mac Jones is going to be somebody's answer, and I'll bet it's gone well enough for him that there's a bidding war, and then we can't believe the contract he signs.
That sounds exactly right. Yes.
Like, somebody's giving him how much guaranteed?
Yes.
It's $40 million a year? What? But, you know, it's so desperate, and if there's enough of these teams that end up on this list, he's going to be right at the top of the market, I think.
He is making himself some money right now.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Rodgers, if he wants, I mean, I don't know. No. End it.
If I'm I mean, I said to Ross, I would bet on them missing the playoffs. I haven't actually placed this bet, but I would bet on them missing. Then whether he wants to play or not, I think they're going to go, yeah, we're done. It seems like it's gone, you know, either the Steelers are really good at keeping a lid on everything that usually accompanies Rodgers, or it's just been good. Like, there's no outside stuff that's been messing that up. It's just like, you know, he has games, you know, they have a lot of them, but, you know, the game Sunday was hellaciously bad.
Yes, it was. Plus 180 to make it, Pittsburgh, so you're on the...
Yeah, I'm on the right side of that.
I guess. You're the favorite.
Yeah. So I think they'll cut. If they make it, then maybe it's a conversation. But
I love that you thought of Mac Jones, because that is totally going to happen.
Because they're not even games. I'm still hung up on Pittsburgh here. But like, the games they've won, it's mostly like he's good in the red zone, and that's really it. He has not been good this year. But, you know, he's good when it matters. They get in the end zone enough, and they've won these games, and they, you know, win some games where they take it away five times or whatever. You know.
Right. That's how they beat Indianapolis and New England.
Right. That's right.
Two-loss teams have losses to the Steelers that are the same loss.
Five turnovers.
Five or six. Indianapolis even had six.
Yeah, I think that's right. New England, I think, had five.
Crazy.
So, yeah. So I think they'll bail on that.
All right. Pittsburgh. Does Brissett start week one for somebody? Somebody's going to do that? They all go the same way. Where, like, you get a couple of games and it's different and better, and then, oh, yeah, Flacco.
Yeah. How are they set up draft capital-wise? Do you have any idea?
No.
Like, if they got anything extra? Like, could they – regardless, they could draft the fourth guy in this year's quarterback class.
Sure.
And hang on to Brissett to just, you know,
mind
the store while the kid learns.
I like it.
So that might be a bet I'd make, that Brissett stays put in Arizona. They trust him enough. You know, maybe he's a good mentor or whatever. Like, that could work. Murray is out of there. That is over.
That's not easy, though.
No, but they'll do it. I think they'll do it. Nobody there has any attachment to him. They've got a financial attachment to him, but I think they'll find their way to bite that off.
Carolina. Come on.
Wow, you can't just keep going. Right? This would be
you'd rather not, but it's 2 years, first overall. Your coach is your quarterback whisperer guy. I guess maybe you leave it up to him, but that'll be tough if they start year three with him.
Yes.
I think at this point.
Yes.
Young. Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't know where they are.
Somewhat the same. Where they are now is 3-6.
Yeah, it isn't as much. He hasn't played. Well, Young has been hurt too, but he hasn't played as much. Penix, he barely played last year, and then, you know, this year it's not going well. Yeah, they could get itchy. That's a team that I would say could sign Kirk Cousins, but they already have him. They're probably not going to do that.
Can you do that?
They're probably not going to do that.
I'm not smart enough to know how to do that.
But I think maybe right now I'd bet they hang on and go with Penix again, but no one's going to think that's a great idea, I don't think. But I don't know if they'll have a better idea.
Jacksonville.
I think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Florence sticks.
Do you?
Yes. I can't. I find nothing about his game appealing. I mean, absolutely nothing about his game appealing. But the coach is in his first year, the contract, like that's not quite Tua yet, I don't think. I think they'll stick it out.
One more year?
Yeah. It's not, I don't think he's going to turn around, but I think they'll keep going.
Tennessee?
100% Cam Ward's their starter next year.
Wow.
If there were like an unquestioned – I can't believe we have the good fortune to have the first overall pick this year with this quarterback, Andrew Luck, sitting up here. Then maybe you go one and done. I just think everything – the coach got fired. Everything's just been a mess.
Not a lot of good players.
Right. I they will talk themselves into it, and I don't know if they'll be right. I mean, I feel very distant from the notion of like, no, he's good. Which I was reading a lot like 4 weeks into the season. Everyone who was writing that or saying that has stopped writing and saying it. But I think they'll keep going. Because of the situation, it was so bad. They'll want to like clean slate, new coach. They'll get a guy in and like see if they can get that stabilized. So I would predict they stay put.
Minnesota. There are so many of these teams. And they're in a couple of different buckets. Minnesota, Carolina, Atlanta, Tennessee. Dare I even include Denver in this? I mean, Denver has a great record, and that would be pretty incredible.
I think you're reaching to include Denver.
Maybe. But if he's on a – if his team has a different defense and is called the Atlanta Falcons or something, then it's the same.
Yeah.
He was never actually good.
But the situation warrants him staying.
Okay. Still, I got four other ones, if not five, the question becomes, is he still so young that we keep going? And what usually happens when it's like that? It usually doesn't get better.
Right. Minnesota, because of the Darnold situation, the Cousins situation, the Darnold situation – I mean, they have to keep going with J.J. McCarthy, I think. I don't know that he will have earned it, but that one would really stun me. If they – and then, you know, again, there's a lot of football left, right? They got 7 games left. How many – what do they play? They got 8 games left.
8 games left.
4 and 5. So
– not dead.
Can he play them all? That would be a good start, like if he can, like, play – however many games in a row that would end up being.
Schedule's really hard.
From when he got back in to the end of the year.
They have Chicago this week.
I think almost, like, within reason. Like, assuming he just doesn't look completely unqualified or something. I think they'd be – that's a tough move to make after everything they pushed away to go with him.
Okay.
I think. So even though that, you know, there was some whispers, like you whispered it, a lot of people were whispering, like, is he hurt? Did they bench him? Like, what's going on here? And then Wentz got hurt, and, you know, that's over now. I still think he'll stick.
Saints, blow it up. Second round pick, playing now. It's what makes that selection almost always so treacherous, because you just are, you've gone right down the middle.
Right.
The first round pick, you can understand it. Minnesota, you can understand it. Second round pick, it's tougher.
Yes.
And that guy was never a good prospect, really. It was a strange pick.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that's easier to get out of. But then why'd you do it?
Right.
That team needed help everywhere. And they didn't give him the job anyway. He eventually got it.
Right.
If I were
them, I mean, I've not watched a minute of Shuck play football yet. Really, I just have not. Maybe a red zone play or two, but I've not.
They're never in the red zone.
I might sooner guess that they go back to Rattler and do that next year than like, at least Rattler. There were people that were telling you, like, Rattler, he's got the skill set. He's got, there's something there. They got to figure out how to get it on the tracks. But there's something there. Shuck, I don't know.
Vegas, obvious.
That's Kirk Cousins all day long.
Or Brady.
Brady, right. Right. It's got to be, yeah.
But it's time to do the rookie thing.
It is, and they will, if I'm right. Like, if that's all one and done with all the big names that they have there on that coaching staff, led, of course, by Pete Carroll, then the veteran move. I mean, they just did that, right? I mean, that's what Geno Smith is. So maybe they just go clean sweep and start over.
Well, I think that might be the list.
It's a good. Did you keep track of how many teams that is? It's a half a dozen.
It's a dozen or more. Wow. It's double digits. I think teams like Indianapolis, Denver, yeah. Houston. I mean, Indianapolis and Denver are in their own category because of being 8-2, but there's still a long way to go. And if this season goes back to Allen, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, even May, they're likely still asking themselves the question that teams like that are always asking. Is our guy good enough to beat those guys? Are they good enough to win?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's nice, you know, we're relevant, but the playoffs will be super big for Jones, I think, and maybe Knicks. I mean, Knicks already been to the playoffs once. A lot can change. Not
you
if
just,
you're the
you,
Saints.
You just need to keep mentioning Knicks. You're very proud of Knicks being on this list, and I'm going to yell at you every time.
You're obviously not watching him either, then.
It doesn't matter. They're winning. He will keep his job.
Okay.
Peyton loves him. He was his hand-picked guy.
That's right.
He is not – the coach is the most powerful person in the organization.
That's right.
So the coach loves him. They're going to keep going. There's just no question about that.
He doesn't have to love him forever, though.
That's right. But they're 8-2. Like, he's going to love that.
So far, the record is good.
Yeah.
See what happens Sunday. They host Kansas City. Late game on Sunday when ours is wrapped up. Be good to watch that.
Good.
Chiefs-Broncos. Assuming we get it, which I shouldn't do, we'll find out.
I will find out during the break.
We're at the Convention Center for tonight's Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame ceremony. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.